Oh, it's a Nyan.
Get up, throw your hands in the sky. Queens is in the back, sipping yak, y'all. What's up, ladies? Looking hot and pretty.
Okay, who says that you shouldn't be hip-hop at Christmas? Last night I was decorating the tree with my Yankee pal Amy, and she's like, come on, let's put Jay-Z on. I'm like, you can't decorate a tree to the sound of the Blueprint 3. Can't even say it. Let alone celebrating Christmas with it. Right, we are going to do the Waking Up song on a Tuesday morning. If you need it, stay tuned. Good morning to Charlotte in Wiltshire, who has a maths assessment and PE this morning. Nick, I need waking up. Please wake me up this morning.
Grimmy says, wake yourself up!
There you go, we can wake you up. Good morning to Becca, who's so tired, don't want to go to school. I was supposed to be up 10 minutes ago. She demands some Keith Lemon. Even though she's not going to school and being a naughty child, she can have a little bit of Keith Lemon.
Keith Lemon says, wake yourself up, you sexy person, you.
Come on, even Keith has said it, Becca. I really like it last week as well. My friend's daughter was round, who was like 11 years old. And she went, oh, I love the Keith Lemon thing that you have on your show. He's my hero. Cool role model if you're an 11-year-old girl. Like, do you not like Little Mix or something? Not like 1D? No, just Keith Lemon, actually. He's my hero. Hello to Elaine and Lisa on our way to work. From Lincoln to Nottingham, which we do every day. And could you ask all the nice lorries to move over and let us go first? So if everyone driving a lorry right now, somewhere between Lincoln and Nottingham, if they could all just pull over, because Elaine and Lisa have got to go to work and they're stuck behind the lorries, it's really annoying for Elaine and Lisa. So if you just pull over, that would be great.
Grimmy says, wake yourself up!
Let's move over. Good morning to Molly in Aberdeen, who's been up since 6:15, demands some Keith.
Wake up! Oosh!
Hello to Simon, who needs a wake up this morning. He's got a 9 a.m. start and an 8 p.m. finish. That's a long 11-hour day. Why don't you have a bit of this, lady?
Kelly Clarkson says, wake yourself up!
Oh, my God. Hello to Lavina in Brighton. Please can you wake me up? It's so cold, I do not want to get out of bed. I did that finger sleeping with the heating on again last night. Feet too hot. Literally had to get out of bed because too hot. I'd turn it off. Hello to Maddie in Leeds, who really needs waking up. I have a French writing test today and haven't revised. Well, Maddie, you're gonna fail. Hello to Minto and the Plumbing Boys, who need a waking up song this morning, driving through to Edinburgh for another horrifically cold shift. We want Sigh. We want Sigh.
Sigh says, wake yourself up!
Thank you, Sigh. Oh, I love a bit of Sigh. We should have another little Sigh day today.
Sai says, I was so shocked.
Thank you, Sai.
Sai says, she dressed kind of too classy.
That's true. That's so true. Hello to Cassidy in London. Good R&B name. If you're not an R&B singer, Cassidy, you should become one. Please wake me up. I'm still eating my breakfast.
Please wake up.
Thank you, Ed Sheeran. Nice to hear from you there. Good morning to Helen in Essex, who's been on. Hi, Helen in Essex. Please play Sigh on the wake-up song for me, as I can't cope this morning. I've had an eyelash stuck in each eye. Ew, why? I've had an eyelash stuck in each eye and have to stay an extra half hour at work today for science club. Where do you work where you're forced to go to science club? Where? Do we have to do that? Do we have science club at the new building? Edith Bowman on a Bunsen burner.
Westwood with a pair of tongs.
Also, why did you sit on stools when you were in science? Do you remember that? What's the point? Anyway, Helen, you demand some Sigh. We could have a little bit of Sigh for you, though. So let's have a musing from Sigh.
Sigh says, I'm kind of famous in this country.
That's true. Finchy, you know, yesterday we both got that very important email from Chloe, who works in the music team at Radio 1.
Yeah, I haven't read that yet.
Okay, she sent an email subject, which during the next record you have to read.
Right.
The subject email said, "You will love this or you will hate this," from Chloe, who picks all the songs that we play on the radio.
Yeah.
"I love this. When you delve into it, you'll find that it's a Christmas song."
Oh, my gosh.
"Between Psy..."
I've just seen it.
"...and Wham." "It's a take on the Christmas classic Last Christmas, but featuring Psy."
Psy says, "Officially amazing."
Officially amazing. It is, Psy. Well, thank you for doing the Waking Up song this morning. Thank you to Psy.
Psy says, "Thank you for all your support and love."
Well, thank you, Si. Thank you to everyone that texted in on 81199. We'll do it again tomorrow. Finchy, you watch this video now. I think this could be our big thing next week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Serious. It's a jam, man.